Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. So Nike and Porsche have pulled their endorsement deals with tennis star Maria Sharapova this week after she tested positive for meldonium. That was a drug that was only recently banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. But on Monday in Los Angeles, Sharapova insisted that her prescription for the drug had nothing to do with tennis or performance enhancement.
I was given this medicine by my doctor for several health issues that I was having back in 2006. I was getting sick a lot. I was getting the flu every couple of months. I had irregular EKG results.
Maria Sharapova there explaining that her meldonium use wasn't about performance enhancement. So what exactly is the difference between medicine and performance-enhancing drugs? Here to tell us is David Epstein. He's a reporter at ProPublica and author of The Sports Gene. David Epstein, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, meldonium, what exactly does it do?
It's basically a drug that's used to treat some of the symptoms of people with serious heart problems, essentially, you know, helping them avoid the symptoms of a lack of blood flow to their heart or angina, chest pains and things like that. But people who have really serious heart problems.
Is it fair to say that the drug increases blood flow, increases oxygen that the body can get?
It certainly increases, you know, those things that help endurance in people who have serious heart problems. Now, of course, it's not really tested for the way that athletes are clearly abusing it, but the company itself in some other countries is actually advertising it for use in athletes, even though we don't know for sure if it works that way, but they certainly seem to think it does.
So clearly sporting culture thinks that it works that way, and if it increases blood flow and increases the availability of oxygen, that's another name for doping. I mean, that's what EPO does and a lot of the other drugs.
Yeah, and I mean, there's evidence that suggests about 1 in 6 Russian athletes are using it, right? And we're talking about a drug here that is for people with really serious heart problems. And so 1 in 6 young, presumably pretty healthy athletes are using it. Obviously, that's seeped into sports culture.
So what's the history of how the anti-doping agencies handle drugs like this that might be used for legitimate purposes, but might also have what they call the dual use, which is also a performance-enhancing aspect?
Yeah, usually what happens is over a period of time, they'll hear about athletes using a drug, particularly in countries where it's not approved. So this drug that Maria Sharapova was using, she's lived in the United States since she was a kid, and it's never been approved here. But there is this gray area of what's called therapeutic use exemptions, where you have to allow people to use medications that they legitimately need, and so they can apply for exemptions to use things that would otherwise be banned for doping. And there's been this huge sort of outcry from athletes about their peers who are using so many drugs, they're so sickly, it's just amazing that they can be elite athletes, right? It's like all sorts of medications that athletes are getting prescriptions for, and there's this question of, do they really need it, or are they just finding ways to get prescribed things so they can get these special exemptions to use performance enhancers.
Is there an arbitrary nature to how some of these drugs get banned? I mean, does the World Anti-Doping Agency do a bunch of clinical trials where they say, yep, these people ran 2 seconds faster on the drug than these people who were not on the drug, therefore ban?
No, absolutely not. I mean, there are things on the banned list that I'm quite sure don't enhance performance. There are things not on the ban list that will be that definitely do enhance performance. It's really a tricky thing to do. You know, again, in this case, part of the decision process was knowledge that a huge number of athletes were using this drug in countries where it isn't even an approved drug.
So is Maria Sharapova's claim of medical necessity credible in the end?
I think it's utterly bizarre. I mean, she claims to have been taking it from the age of 18 for pre-diabetes because of a family history. If a teenager were going to be fighting pre-diabetes, first of all, they would do it with metformin, not with a drug not approved in the country where they're living. And she claims to have been using it over 10 years, whereas a normal course of the drug is like 4 weeks, like maybe once or twice a year. None of it makes much sense.
David Epstein, reporter at ProPublica and author of The Sports Gene. Thanks.
Thank you.